Finally Friday. Ralphie Tonight is on. Thank you so much for tuning in. Georgina Chapman, trending on Twitter for most of the week, mentioned a lot in the media as well. If you click through on Twitter, you saw that Georgina is the estranged wife of Harvey Weinstein, and she co-owns a fashion label called Marquesa. That label was worn for the first time on a prominent red carpet in quite some time this past Monday on the biggest fashion red carpet of them all, the Met Gala. It was worn, the label, a dress designed by it, via Scarlett Johansson. Anna Wintour also talking about Georgina and the label on Colbert this past week. And speaking of Anna, well, I'm sure she was obviously behind the big article about Georgina and her label in Vogue this week. So what does this mean for Georgina and in the grander scheme of things? Well, attorney Jill Stanley's been all over this story. Proof with JillStanley.com. She joins us now from Los Angeles. Jill, I guess in the grander scheme of things, looking through the prism of the Me Too movement, what have you made of the development? What have you made of the developments this past week regarding the support for Georgina's fashion label?
Well, I love what it looks like from the outside. I love the sisterhood of it. I love the big name, you know, editor-in-chief of Vogue, Anna Wintour, a pretty tough woman herself, coming out and saying, hey, you know what? I think this is a great thing that Scarlett Johansson wore this Marquesa gown to the biggest fashion event, bigger than Fashion Week, really. For Scarlett Johansson to wear this to this type of event was really a show of solidarity and sisterhood and a sense of, like, let's move on. Let's not blame Georgina Chapman for the sins of her husband. And then this big expose comes out, which is really in favor of Georgina Chapman. I don't know if you had a chance to read it or to read but it's really, it champions her, and in a really good way. And it really shows, and I believe this, and I know I tend to always take the side of the woman, but I do believe that she really did not know the extent and the breadth of what her husband was doing.
She calls herself, quote, terribly naive. Georgina Chapman, of course, the estranged wife of Harvey Weinstein. We're talking about her now with Jill Stanley, proofwithjillstanley.com. Jill, obviously, there are a number of pending issues still going on regarding Harvey Weinstein. How, if any of those at all, can, may, maybe affect Georgina and or her business?
Well, I don't think Georgina's business is going to be affected any more at all. In fact, Marquesa was one of the biggest names at all the big Hollywood events, at every awards show. Now, did Weinstein have a hand in that? Yes, he did. Actresses have come out, like Felicity Huffman has come out and said, he pressured me to wear this. What's going to hurt is if he gets indicted, if he gets charged, if he gets convicted and he gets sent away, what is going to happen to the money? And that is how she'll be affected. Because we don't really know the terms of the settlement, because we understand that there has been a financial settlement already between the two. Now, I don't think everything is locked. They had a lot of property, a lot of money. He's facing a lot of lawsuits. He's paying a lot in attorney fees, and he is going to continue to pay a lot in attorney fees. We know that the Weinstein Company has filed bankruptcy, so the money, it ain't what it used to be in that household.
Mm-hmm.
If he does go away, I think we're going to see a change in her financial status as it relates to what she gets from him.
We'll see how this progresses, of course. We'll stay up to date with attorney Jill Stanley, proofwithjillstanley.com. As always, thanks for the 411, and as always, good luck navigating that traffic out in Hollywood.
Yeah, driving on PCA right this very moment.
like I said before, better you than me, buddy, but have a great weekend.
I don't know. I'm looking at the Pacific Ocean. It ain't that bad.
Yeah, whatever.